a story about the Shagatai. It's really a story about the guy. The guy was a when the guy was a little boy, the Shagatai was in town, and the Shagatai asked the kasha. Chazal say that my Ruach Hananya Mishol Vazaria, the Hapal Hashem Mutef Kipshem Ha'esh, where did Hananya Mishol Vazaria get the inspiration that they should extend the Umar Tamil to allow themselves to be thrown into the Kipshem Ha'esh? So the Gemara says that they learned the Kal V'Chomer from the Sfaradim, that the Sfaradeya, the frogs, they also said they went into the ovens, and so they said, Adach Mitzvardeya, were not Mitzvah on Kiddush Hashem. They were not Mitzvah, and yet they went into the ovens. They allowed themselves to be burned. So we who are Mitzvah, we do have a Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So Kavachemer that we have to allow ourselves to be thrown into the oven. That's the Gemara. The Shagasai asked, it's not true. The Mitzvardeya were Mitzvah. As the Pasuk says, Ve'alubay Secho, Bechadar, Mishkofcho, Tanurecho. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said that the frogs are going to go into the ovens. So if the Ribbono Shel Olam said the frogs are going into the ovens, so that's a tzivui. So the frogs were mitzvah to go into the ovens. So where's the Kal V'Chomer? So the Goyim was a little boy at the time, and the Goyim answered. He said that even though the Ribbono Shel Olam said the frogs are going to go into the oven, but he didn't say that all the frogs are going to go into the oven. Some of the frogs are going to go into the bedroom, and some of the frogs are going to go into the bathroom, and some of the frogs are going to go into the oven. There was no particular frog that had the tzibi to go into the oven. Some frogs had to go, so every frog could have said, the other guy go, why should I be the one? Nonetheless, some of the frogs went into the ovens. So that was the Kal V'Chomer, the Hananya Mishol V'Azaria. The difference is a good Kal V'Chomer, because the frogs were taken out mitzvah, and the Hananya Mishol V'Azaria were mitzvah. That's the story with the guy. So I was thinking that really the story sheds light on the whole. That what the guy said, it sheds light also on the whole thing. What the Rishonim asked, what was Hananya Mishol V'Azaria's, why did they need a Kal V'Chomer? Marashach, if this tzelem of the Nebuchadnezzar was Avodah Zarah, Machlokes Rishonim, was really Avodah Zarah. So we all know, Gimel Averus Chamuros, Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shvichas Domim, a person's mitzvah to give up his life rather than transgress. But if it wasn't Avodah Zarah, some Rishonim hold it wasn't really an Avodah Zarah, it was just a statue that he made. Just for COVID. So then they didn't have any obligation. Then they weren't mitzvah. So what were they saying if they are mitzvah? So what exactly was it that they? What was the suffer? They should have taken out a shulchan aruch, looked at the halacha, the gimel averes chamuris. That's how you pass on the shaila. You look at the frogs. You look in the shulchan aruch. What does it say? It says for gimel averes chamuris, you have to give up your life. So I thought the pshat is that of course you have to give up your life for gimel averes chamuris. The fact of the matter is that none of the other Jews were doing that. All the other Jews were there. They were all bowing down. Nobody took that to heart. So when everybody else is doing otherwise, even though we all know the halacha, the fact is that, halachas that nobody keeps, it's very hard to keep. Halachas that everybody keeps. So any Jew who's a self-respecting Jew goes along that everybody else is doing. But you have some of this halacha that's neglected. Nobody else is keeping it. It's very hard for a person to say everybody else is wrong or everybody else is not doing it. I'm going to be the one to step forward and I'm going to do it. That requires a special mysterious nefesh. So that's what the Gemara is saying. From where the Hananya Mishol V'Azaria get the inspiration, of course it was the right thing to do. But nobody else was doing the right thing. From where did they get the inspiration to say that even though nobody else is doing it, but I'm going to do it because it has to be done. So that's from the frogs. All the other frogs, they were taking the cushy jobs. There were frogs who were going into the bedrooms, and there were frogs who were going into the living room and sitting on the couch and on the chairs. So those were the cushy jobs. So these particular frogs who went into the oven, they could have said, why should I be the one? I'll go along with the other frogs who are taking the easy way out. Nonetheless, they said, no, there's a job here that has to be done. Nobody else wants to do it. So we're going to be the ones we're going to do it. If Nir Hananya Mishol V'Azaria got that inspiration, that when you want to know what's the right thing to do, you don't always look around at what everybody else is doing. Sometimes what everybody else is doing, that's not necessarily the yardstick in which a person should govern his behavior. It's true in everything. It's very easy. Most of us, people learn. So how do people learn? Most people, you want to be Kaveh Yitim L'Torah. So what is everybody else doing? So everybody else is doing Daf Yomi. So I'll do Daf Yomi as well. Everybody else will be Mavir Sedra. I'll be Mavir Sedra as well. But to do something that's unusual, that nobody else is doing, take a Lima that nobody else is learning, and to say, but I'm going to, you know, I'm not going to go along with the what everybody else is doing, that's also important. But I'm going to take something that nobody else is doing, some Chelik of Torah that's really neglected, and I'm going to choose that Chelik of Torah. I'm going to make it mine. I'm going to master it. I'm going to finish it. That really requires a special kind of independence, special kind of not going along with the herd. And I think that's really exemplified by the Siyum this morning, to take Mitzoyas and Torah, the Shachum of Pirkei Derbelezer, Maharal, was a previous to the first Siyum that I went to, that Michael gave, was a Siyum and Maharal, if I remember correctly, to take Mitzoyas that not everybody else is doing, to take them and to learn them, and also to know what everybody else is doing as well, to come and to learn, you know, to be part of the Olam, that's also important. Yishol El Yomer Chazat, but as well to have this independence, to find things that are worth doing, so that's, I think, something really very admirable. So I want to give Michael a big yeshkoyach. He should continue to make such siyumim, surprises. I don't know what's going to be next. But I'm sure it'll be something that nobody else has thought of learning. So we should continue with Mechayel Afayel, and also just the Olam as a whole, the Yashkayach, is really such a beautiful Kiddush Hashem. This learning goes on here every morning. It's Ramesh with beauty to behold. Yashkayach to Rabbi Levine, and we should all continue to do good things.
That's what they think.